Yes, I see. But why were you so certain of the particular place?
Well, he had to mark the particular place by some book. I thought that the joke of putting the narrow way just over the entrance to the passage might appeal to him. Apparently it did.
Bill nodded to himself thoughtfully several times. Yes, that's very neat, he said. You're a clever devil, Tony.
Tony laughed. You encourage me to think so, which is bad for me, but very delightful.
Well, come on, then, said Bill, and he got up and held out a hand.
Come on where?
To explore the passage, of course.
Antony shook his head.
Why ever not?
Well, what do you expect to find there?
I don't know, but you seem to think that we might find something that would help.
Suppose we find Mark, said Antony quietly.
I say, do you really think he's there?
Suppose he is.
Well, then, there we are.
Antony walked over to the fireplace, knocked out the ashes of his pipe, and turned back to Bill. He looked at him gravely without speaking. What are you going to say to him? He said at last.
How do you mean?
Are you going to arrest him, or help him to escape?
Well, of course I—
began Bill, stammering, and then ended lamely.
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. We've got to make up our minds, haven't we?